From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized Tuesday the U.S. seeks a peaceful resolution to escalating tensions with North Korea, despite Pyongyang's claim that a tweet by U.S. President Donald Trump Monday was a declaration of war. In New Delhi, for talks with Indian officials about strengthening U.S.-India ties, Mattis said that while the U.S. military presence on the Korean Peninsula is necessary to deter North Korea's threats, it also supports diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict peacefully. Speaking to reporters near United Nations headquarters in New York, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said, "Given the fact that this comes from someone who's currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war." He even warned that his country might shoot down U.S. strategic bombers, even if they are not in North Korean airspace. U.S. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke to reporters about the escalating situation.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
Official results are coming in after Iraqi Kurds voted on an independence referendum that drew objection from the government and Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Ahead of the vote, it was widely assumed the result would be in favor of independence. A yes vote would not trigger a declaration of independence. However, Kurdish officials hope that this will serve as the first step in separation negotiations. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Political consultant Roger Stone, who's a longtime associate of U.S. President Donald Trump, has said that he has no involvement in alleged collusion with Russia, which is linked to last year's presidential election. This was ahead of his House Intelligence Committee briefing Tuesday. An opening statement released before the closed-door session, Stone said that it is clear that there was foreign nation colluding with the presidential campaign, but he suggests investigators look at Ukraine and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. He denies having advanced knowledge of the source of timing of WikiLeaks disclosures of emails from Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, and says that he does not engage in any illegal activities on behalf of his clients. In addition to the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee is conducting its own investigation into Russian meddling and possible links to Mr. Trump's campaign. Former Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Robert Mueller is leading a separate probe in the role as special counsel for the U.S. Justice Department. Mr. Trump has denied any collusion with Russia. U.S. President Trump contended Monday that professional football players' refusal to stand for the country's national anthem has nothing to do with race, even though many of the athletes themselves said it was meant to protest racism and police brutality against minorities in the United States. VOA's Peter Heinlein has more.
In a series of Twitter posts, Trump praised football fans who booed players who knelt at Sunday's game and urged them to boycott games until the protests stop. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick started the movement last season when he knelt during the national anthem as a protest against racial injustice. Only a few players had joined the take-a-knee protests until Friday, when Trump told supporters in the southern state of Alabama that players who refused to respect the flag should be fired.
U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked his opinion of this.
People are clearly within their rights to express themselves how they see fit. My own view, though, is we shouldn't do it on the anthem. The national anthem, our flag, and the people who defend it and represent it, that should be celebrated everywhere and always, and that's my opinion.
Israeli police said a gunman opened fire Tuesday at the entrance to a settlement outside Jerusalem, killing three security personnel. Officials said a fourth Israeli guard was also wounded in that attack. A police spokesman said the attacker entered the checkpoint with Palestinian laborers and then opened fire. The gunman was shot to death by other security forces at the scene. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.